This is Market Insights, the Market Pulse podcast by Oanda.
I'm Johnny Hart. This is the Market Insights Market Pulse podcast. Let's join our guest for the day, Oanda Senior Market Analyst in Singapore, Kelvin Wong. Good morning from London, Kelvin. Good afternoon to you, sir.
Yes, very good morning to you and good afternoon over here in Asia.
Now, it's a big week coming up with this much-awaited announcement from the Federal Reserve. We seem to have been talking about this forever and the possibility of a larger rate cut than many had previously thought. We'll talk about that in a moment or two. Of course, we've got central banks like the Bank of Japan and the Bank of England also making important announcements. But before we get to that, what about the state of the markets where you are and the rest of the world so far today, Kelvin?
Yeah, so let us start with Asia key benchmark stock indices first. So for Asia benchmark today, markets are rather mixed. So we know that last Friday, we do see a rather rosy positive close on the major US stock indices. All four of them ended in the green, but that doesn't have a positive follow through in the Asia benchmark stock indices today, at least from an aggregated perspective. Why? Because over the weekend, we do see a slew of rather lackluster China key economic data that is pointing to an increased risk of a deflationary spiral. That means, i.e., we start to see industrial production slip, as well as retail sales slip below expectation, followed by the housing price index in China continues to tumble to a lowest level since 2015. So all this actually kind of suck out the positive feedback loop from the US stock market, where we start to see very, very mixed bag performance in the Asia benchmark stock indices today. We look at the majors one. So we start to see the Hang Seng index and the China A50 index kind of rather mixed, I would say. So the China A50, as we are speaking right now, is really close to the market. So the China A50 is down by negative 0.4%. today, and we see the Hang Seng index only up marginally up by 0.31% level. And going forward to the Nikkei 225, the Japan market is actually down negative 0.7%. That's actually in line with the dollar yen continues to weaken as well.
And in Europe, Kelvin, no great shakes today, no big movers thus far.
Yes, for sure. So I think that Europe itself, if you look at some of the key major European benchmark stock indices like the German DAX, the CAC 40, all these pretty much dependent on the state of the Chinese economy via the machinery products, their luxury goods. So given this rather lackluster Chinese retail sales figure, industrial production, we see the German 30 is actually down negative 0.3%, almost unchanged for the CAC 40. And for the FTSE 100, is down negative 0.1%. So I believe that actually kind of also suck out the positive feedback loop from the US stock market over at last Friday.
Now, as I said, it's a big week. We've got major central bank announcements. Now, of course, on Wednesday, the Fed will almost certainly be cutting rates. But the question is, by how much? Now, up until a few weeks ago, it looked like it was nailed on 25 basis points. But over the last few days, particularly, the chances of 50 basis point cut has increased. And you were just telling me off air a few moments ago, the markets are saying a 59% chance of a 50 basis point cut, which is almost as high as it's ever been. Do we think it's going to be the 0.5% that markets are now predicting?
Well, it seems to us that very strangely, okay, if you look at how markets behave, okay, the over that whatever 59% odds that's being priced by, but compiled by CMB FedWatch 2, is actually taking from the 30-day Fed Funds interest rate futures. So that's what is the traders in the short-term interest rate futures are expecting the Fed to do on this coming Wednesday. So by increasing, by looking at their price action behavior, we are saying that, hey, the Fed is looking for a jumbo cut of 50 basis points. But what else? If you look at 2 weeks ago where several Federal Reserve officials, they are taking things one step at a time. That means still data dependent. So what the interest rate futures pricing, to be precise, the 30-day Fed Funds futures pricing, is suggesting that there is a high chance or high odds that the US economy may have slipped into a recession. But however, contradictorily, this is not being actually portrayed in the major US stock indices over on last Friday. So in fact, if you look at on last Friday, what we could see over here is that all the major US stock indices closed in the green. And most importantly, the rather economically sensitive Russell 2000, which comprises of the small cap company that is dependent very closely to US economy growth, stood as a outperformer among the other major US stock indices. They are up positive 2.5% on last Friday. So we could see that the kind of a contracted pricing between what the expectation that the stock market has and conversely what the expectation by these interest rate markets that is pricing. So either one of them is right or wrong. You see, I mean, there must be some kind of normalization when you head towards Wednesday, i.e. will be like very likely to be a very high volatile event on at least on the intraday perspective.
And what about the currencies? How are they reacting to this? Of course, we've got the Bank of England as well making an announcement. And I'm looking down here at the pound against the dollar. It's close to $1.32 to a pound, which is as high as it's been for a rather long time. So I'm assuming that markets are betting on no cut for the Bank of England and that possible 50 for the Fed. And that, if it happens, are we going to see an even more weakening dollar or is that already priced in?
So what we could see over here right now, very interestingly, the pricing in of the current movement on the FX market is definitely calling up for that 50 basis point cut by the Fed, making a US fixed income market yield much more unattractive to the rest of the world. So if you look at it from a perspective right now of the dollar index as per se, the dollar index right now is going to inch downwards lower for close to three consecutive sessions. And now it's testing the low that was reached on 26th of August. So what we could see over here is that it seems that market is already priced in as from the FX market perspective, that 50 basis point cut. So what's important now market is we've got to ask ourselves, what if the Fed number one, didn't actually engineer that 50 basis point cut, instead choose to go ahead with the 25 basis point cut, that could eventually see some form of volatility, short-term volatility back into the FX market. That means, i.e., the dollar could actually see an intraday bounce, given that it has fallen quite a fair bit in the last 2 weeks. And most importantly, what the Fed Chair Powell could portray during the press conference, let's say if he portrayed that he sounded more confident about the state of the US economy rather than that current 50 basis point pricing that the market has started to price. And in fact, market right now are totally looking at from right now as you're speaking all the way up to a year later, that means somewhere around 16th of September in 2025, on a total, they're looking at 2.5% cut of the Fed funds rate. So that's pretty much aggressive pricing of a interest rate cut cycle. So let's say if Fed Chair Powell sounded not pretty much rosy about the state of the US economy, this particular dovish kind of interest rate cut cycle that is currently being priced in by the market, looking for a total of 2.5% total cut almost across a year from now, that could be actually paced down and that could actually see at least some form of intraday dollar rebound story coming back into the picture.
It's going to be absolutely fascinating, Kelvin, seeing what happens this week. We'll, of course, reflect that with your other colleagues across the world. But until next time, thanks very much for joining us today.
My pleasure, Johnny.
Market Insights, the Market Pulse podcast by Oanda.